Hey, good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Coach Michael Bird, it's a little brisk here in Watercolor, Florida. So, by the way, this is where we do our couples retreats. It's beautiful. They call it the Hamptons of South Florida. I guess the Hamptons of North Florida, not South Florida. So I'm Coach Bert. I believe everybody needs a coach in life. I believe a good coach can change your life. You can listen to all of my podcasts, which are starting back with me sitting down in a podcast studio at the Greatness Factory. I think they're starting back either next week or the week after. I'll be doing the coach's locker room. I'm probably going to go to bed tired, wake up hungry, pray drive. I'm going to do lessons from the lodge, which will be lessons when I'm at the lodge, basically breaking down just life lessons that I've learned being a coach for 33 years. But my name's Coach Bert. I believe everybody needs a coach. I believe a good coach can change your life. And what a good coach really does is accelerate a path for you. And specifically what a good coach does, if you're in sales, is help you convert business, right? They help you get better at parts of the selling cycle. So if we were to break down the entire selling cycle, we would start with the generation of a lead and how many strategies a person is using to generate leads. Most people don't have enough leads because they don't have enough strategies. Okay. Problem number one. So let's put that in one bucket. Then there is a follow-up on the leads and a follow-up to a conversion, right? And the word convert means to take something that is of interest and convert it to an action. So there's another bucket. After the generation leads, there's the follow-up on a lead. And I wrote a book on this called Million Dollar Follow-Up. Okay, so I want you to break down the sales cycle with me here. Number one, generation of leads. And we use about 12 different strategies to generate leads. Number two, the professional follow-up, Brian Covey, on the lead. The professional follow-up, which would be give, 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 ask. Wrote about it in Million Dollar Follow-Up. Then there's a conversion of a lead. The word close means to bring something to an end. It means to bring two things together. And what you're bringing together is your skill set and their ambition or their problem. Okay? So when you hear a person talk about closing a deal, Jeremy Freeman, what they're really doing is bringing two things together. If you could ever think about closing this way, it'll change the way you think about closing forever. Because I study the meaning of words. Close means to bring it to an end. Instead of letting it loop, Daniel Gillespie, and have an open file, we're going to close it, which means we're going to bring this to an end one way or the other, right? Either they're in or they're out. Now, the other word close means, Daniel Hodges, is to bring two things together. Look at that view. Isn't that beautiful right there? Mike Lindy, it's to bring two things together. So when I'm talking to a prospect, Charlie, what I like to say is, look, what we're really doing here is we're bringing two things together. We're bringing my 33 years of experience of helping people play at a higher level, knowing how to do this, 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 and this, with your either one or two things, James Neesa, Tommy Davidson, your ambition or your problem. That's what the word close means. We're bringing, and I actually, when I'm in person, I actually use my hands. Get across the street here. I actually use my hands and I put those, my two hands together. What we're doing, Thomas C. Davidson, and I picked out the perfect house for you, Thomas C. Davidson. It's right here on this lake right here. That one right there. That's about $4.5 million and it is super perfect and ready for you. Beautiful. I went and looked at it the other day. So, Kevin Jones, we're talking about converting, closing, Friday finish. And what we're talking about is we're talking, what does it mean to close? And what does it mean to convert? Well, there's a lot of ways I talk about this. And guys, I talk about this a lot. To bring something to an end. Bring something to a conclusion. Okay? Like, let's use a term that Sullivan used to use called open file syndrome. An open file syndrome is where there's an open file that has not been closed. And what you want to do is you want to bring that file to a close, to a conclusion, which means to bring it to an end or to bring two things together. Okay, so I see a lot of people, if you're looking at your sales cycle, just look at it this way. Generation of leads, front end. Follow-up professional, good. Conversion and closing. engagement after the sale to produce more leads or after the relationship has been initiated. When you break it down like this, people can very quickly say, Mike White, it's like, boom, Jeff Henry. They can say, boom, this is where I'm missing right here. I'm either missing on the lead generation side, I'm missing on the follow-up side, I'm missing on the conversion side, or I'm missing on the engagement side, okay? So I'm big on closing files. We call it open file syndrome. Files open, we want to bring that file to a close or bring it to the maturation of the lead, or we want to bring these two things together because open files drive me crazy. So this has been a good session this morning, guys. Podcast is under America's Coach. I'm about to crank this puppy up and start putting out a lot more content. My brand new studio at the factory is almost finished. I've got a studio set up at the lodge to do lessons from the lodge. And I'm going to be having a coach's locker room as a podcast, probably one on Pray Drive. Definitely lessons from the lodge, Kevin Jones. Probably going to be doing two or three. And they're all going to come under America's Coach, which you could already listen to right now. We'll take these right here. We put them up on America's Coach. We put a lot of them on YouTube as well. What it does, it gets me thinking. It gets me in a forward posture. People ask me why I do this sometimes. I'm like, man, tightens the screws a little bit. Gets me thinking. Gets me working.
Can you keep going?
And the people who practice what they preach, Greg Smith, are the real people, man. The real people. Okay, so let me go back to the house right here. Thomas Davidson, I've already told him you'd like to do, let's see, which one is it? That one over there, 4.5 million. I think I can get it to you for probably 4344, Tommy. So if you'd like for me to go ahead and put a down payment down, Thomas C. Davidson, that one's got your name all over it. Actually, tried to get my wife to get that one. She loves the one we have. So it's been a hard battle, folks. I've been down here rejuvenating. I've been down here recreating. I've been down here reimagining. And I've been retooling, which is the main thing we need to be doing after quarter one. Restructuring, retooling, trying to figure out a way to get to our goals. Spent a lot of time on the phone with my who's, trying to go from A to B. Watch the course every morning, A to B. That course is on my website. And I wouldn't be doing my job, Apostle of Pray, Ken Laurie, if I didn't tell you next Thursday I'm going to be at the Greatness Factory for a live event. First event I've done with the theater seats in. We're working on all kinds of things, man. We're getting requests every day for that, for the podcast studio. Just got two this morning. The theater, the Dream Foundry, the Money Lab. I'm telling you, man. We're going to blow this thing up at this Greatness Factory. I'm going to look at some space down here today in this area to see if there's some spaces we could put a Greatness Factory down here. So my mind is already thinking, where's number two? Where's number three? Where's number four? So we want you to be a part of that. But next Thursday, Greatness Factory, it's going to be a full day event with me. And I'm going to be breaking down competitive intelligence, which is the know-how of winning, the 12 new rules of winning. So come see me at the Greatness Factor. I think it's a $2.97 ticket. For lunch is $4.97. Okay. Love you guys. Appreciate you. We're going to have a great Friday. We're going to get these deals across the finish line. Mike White, I can't do it without you, man. Need your help here, Mike. Got to get these deals across the finish line. Let's go. Have a great day, guys.